Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey everyone, it's Devin Simone, two-time challenge finalist and host of The Challenge Aftermath.
Hey y'all, I'm Davon Rogers, and you know me from The Challenge and also from being America's favorite all-star on Big Brother.
And this is MTV's official challenge podcast.
Hey, Challenge USA edition.
Girl. Did you see this episode?
It was coming out of control.
Coming into it, right? I was like, all right. Ooh, we get to see a little bit more like screen time with Ben. But by the end, I was like, okay.
Ben has arrived.
We had so many things came at us this episode. We had Cat Daddy Leonidas.
Yes.
We had Cachet doing the super moves and a water challenge.
Hello.
Unafraid. We had strategic Ben.
Yes.
We had Alyssa being brought into like the cool
kids. A big alliance.
Like, invited person. We had TJ wearing what I think might be the first time in challenge history, a light colored button down that had been pressed. I mean, we saw muscles from T. There was so much in this episode, Dave.
It was a lot to unpack, but
it really
was. Highlight for me was Miss Sarah wanting to go into this elimination.
Girl.
Against Enzo. Let's
Girl.
Talk about that.
Okay, so if you're new here, hi, welcome, we love you.
Hey.
But also, Day and I have discussed it. You know, I've been giving out some side eyes the last few weeks. She and I are going to officially, we're going to make it a thing.
You guys seem
to like it. It allows us to get things off our chest. So I think we're going to do a wink of the week, which is like, ow, you know, like they did that, like we like that. And then we're going to do a side eye, which is as it sounds, okay?
It's what
a side
are you
eye.
Doing?
So this week, Day, I'll kick it off with my wink and my side eye.
Okay.
My wink of the week goes to TJ in that light green button-down shirt with his muscles showing. Because that man has rocked rocker t-shirts and plaid for I don't know how long. Decades at this point. And today, I don't know whose wedding he was going to, but my man was dressed up and he looked good doing it. Like, TJ, okay. Like, swag-tastic. Get it? We see the muscles looking good.
Yes.
Love it. That is my wink of the week. And my side eye of the week. You know what? I'm going to hold it first. I want to hear your wink of the week.
My wink of the week goes to Leo. I'm going to give it to Leo just because I feel like people are hating, okay? And I feel like this man was in like super I'm about to heat up mode and they just turned his fire out as it was getting ready to get started. So mine goes to Leo. Like, he came in, he did his elimination last week, and then this week he almost won the daily challenge. So no, my wink goes to Leo. You was almost there, friend. You were almost there, friend.
That is crazy. That's a good point. Like, the fact that he literally came in and TJ said it was by seconds, right? Like, he almost won that, which would have changed everything about this episode. And then he got eliminated.
And while y'all playing, Tyson wasn't even in the top two, and that's supposed to be the man. Ooh. He beat Tyson. Ooh. Leo beat Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
So don't do my friend.
And Leo is afraid of water, has said that he's afraid of water, and yet killed, like, you know.
Come on.
Yes. Yes and yes, Day. So here for that. So true. Now, not to go down on energy, but the side eye of the week.
Let's go.
You, girl.
Because we share
side
it.
Eye, thank you. My side. This is a double side eye. Day
we
and
share.
I both give this side eye of the week goes to Sarah.
Sarah.
What are you doing, girl? What are you? I didn't realize. you know, it's been a while since I feel like I've really agreed with Angela on certain things, you know, like I, you know, she's doing well in the game, but we haven't, you know, we haven't built our alliance yet. It's fine. It's whatever. But when she said maybe just Sarah maybe should focus less on trying to do these whack ass elimination manipulations
stunts
and more on just winning a daily.
Right.
It helped her because Sarah talks a lot of game for someone who ain't won.
Ain't got no money.
No money. I mean, there are fifth graders here with piggy banks bigger than Sarah's bank right now on this show. Yet she talks like, now it'd be different if she was sitting in the cut like a Danny or a David. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or like a Desi. Because then it's like, cool, do your strategies. Even Ben. Ben, you know, he speaks his point. You know he's there. But he's not like, I'm the baddest. I'm the whatever. Like, I'll go. He's just kind of like holding back. Cool.
Yeah.
She has made execution signs, or I don't know what she was miming a few episodes ago.
Put a message in a bottle.
Yes, girl, she's called carrier pigeons and like flares and like, I'm coming after you. Better sleep with one eye open. Girl, they're sleeping with both eyes closed. Both eyes closed and the hands, because you ain't done nothing.
Ain't bust a grape with spike heels on. Ain't you?
Yes, not anything. Like, I mean,
but they keep calling her, but they keep calling her one of the biggest threats. So my thing is, how does that make, what makes you a threat?
Right.
Because she hasn't won any dailies. She hasn't won. So what has she done?
Talk.
What has she done? She won her one elimination, but what has she done?
She jumped up and made that throat cutting
the chicken ball.
And hasn't, still ain't won.
Because we was nervous.
One nair daily. Okay, I mean, look, this is a real issue. This is going to sound bad, and I'm going to just do it. If you know me, you know that, yes, I'm a two-time finalist, you know, made it, completed the finals one time. But you also know I'm not talking big and bad like I'm the strongest or the baddest, because I don't, you know, I don't believe in working out. But the fact that I may have won more dailies at this point than Sarah, who on paper is a bigger bad, like objectively is a much like more badass person than I will ever be. That's a problem. All right. That's I would just say it now. Like, that's actually a problem. Get it together, Sarah.
At this point, next week's episode, I'm going to be very irritated with the cast, the house, if they don't throw her in for the women. She's been itching for it. So give her what she wants. If they don't throw her in next week, I'm going to be livid.
Unless she wins a daily.
Like, unless she wins
a daily. Especially now, because you say you're badass. Honestly, you say you're badass. So what's stopping you from winning, right? Like, you can't put it on your partner now. You can't put it. This is you. It's individual. TJ said you want to play by yourself. Play by yourself. So
what are we doing?
I'm going to need you to win. So you get a side eye from me and a side eye from Davon.
And you know what, Sarah? Come on the podcast. Because I've noticed that we feel however we feel as a viewer watching the episodes. But once you come on the show and you tell us what was actually going on in your mind, things that we don't know and don't see, then we get a better understanding. So Sarah, come talk to us. We
might still side eye you,
girl.
But at least you get a chance to tell your side of the
story. Girl. So maybe it's just like a half a side. Like, we want to know what was going on. So come talk to us, Sarah. Come on, Sarah.
Yes, girl. And bring Kiki, Danny's wife, with you. Shout out to Kiki, Danny's wife.
Shout out to Kiki.
We love you here on the podcast. You know, you're a part of, we don't know you, but we love you still in that way.
Yes.
And, you know, shout out to Enzo going in the first hall brawl of the season. Mm-hmm. Enzo was like, I'm on it. I got it. Like, he did the damn thing. Like,
he really,
you got to give props to him. And with an injured leg. Now, it's questionable whether it was three stitches, 1.5 stitch, just a Sharpie mark. I don't know. But allegedly,
I don't think
was
it
injured.
Was as bad. I think he was laying the peanut butter on top of the bread. It was not that deep. But one thing I will say is, when I saw that it was hall brawl and I knew that Enzo was going in there, Enzo is street. Period.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, he's street. So as soon as I saw it, I said, oh, it's his. It's his. Immediately.
Wait, but who do you think, okay, if it was Enzo and Danny, we're not throwing shade, Kiki, don't worry. But if it was like Enzo and Danny, given Danny's football background, are you still as like convinced it? Because even Enzo said he was scared, right? That like he would have been scared if it was Danny.
Let me tell you something. I'm also street. And one thing that I learned is that you might be able to fight the biggest, the baddest, the whoever out there, but that person that is afraid of you, mm-hmm. that's the person you need to look out for because they are in fight or flight mode. So mm-hmm. even though Danny is, you know, the one mm-hmm. that immediately you'd be like, oh, Danny will go in there and toss up Enzo. Enzo was terrified. So you mm-hmm. don't know what he's going to do to make sure that he can get through. So I don't know. It'll be up in the air, but I'm always going to bet on Danny because Kiki is my girl.
Right. Kiki, we love you. People are going to be like, why are they so obsessed with this girl? I don't know. It's a running joke and it's fun now. And we just think it's fun. One day we're going to have Kiki on this podcast.
Right. We're going to have Kiki on for Kiki.
We are, because it's just going to be fun. Speaking of fun, this episode of the podcast, so fun.
Yes.
We had Ben come on, and not going to lie, Day and I underestimated what this conversation might be. Like, we didn't have high hopes. Not because we didn't like Ben. We were just like, all right, cool. Like,
who is he?
You know, yeah, like, he hasn't done much. And by the end, so much fun.
Oh,
like,
my goodness.
So much fun.
You guys are going to enjoy this interview.
So make sure you stick around because Ben the Badass, we're working on his nickname. It's not going to stay Ben the Badass, but give us some time. We got to work on it. But Ben the Badass is joining us on the podcast today.
Yes. And remember, we want to hear from you. So send us your questions through the comments on Apple Podcasts or on social media with the hashtag AskChallengeUSA. And maybe we'll use your question in an upcoming Pick Your Poison segment.
All right. We'll be right back after this break.
Yeah.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Ben, we are so excited to have you here today.
Yes.
You really snuck up on us, Ben. You know, you were kind of quiet, I feel like, in the first couple episodes. And then, boom.
Here he comes. He here.
Yes.
It wasn't a lack of trying. I was trying my darndest to get it done. Had some great partners and everything, but switching to the individual, I was able to pull it off. So, yeah, it was great. It was great.
Well, you here now.
Right, you are here. You are in the building.
I got my
sir.
Cash. I got my cash to run TJ's finals.
Yeah,
so. You absolutely do. And congratulations on that. And I just, you know, before we really like get into it, I'd first like to dedicate this episode of the podcast to your friend Blake.
Yes.
And I want to know, what did it mean? Like, we kind of caught a glimpse of it, but what did it mean for you to have this epic win on the day that you were thinking most about your friend and really honoring your friend?
Yeah.
It was fantastical. you know, that day's always a hard day. Mm-hmm. You kind of relive it back to back. And I've been on like Survivor a couple times during that, but on that show, you know, you're starving and you kind of, you know, you don't really think about it, but at this one, you're fed and a lot of emotion going through me on that day. And so it was pretty neat to win. Obviously, mm-hmm. Leo put some pressure on me, huge. He was running fast. And so pulling out that W with him, like mm-hmm. running it with me, was pretty cool, you know? So his mom and his sister and his whole family, I think about on that day. And I hope when they watch this episode, they get to share some fun times with him back, you know, so to speak. So
yeah.
it means a lot, you know. I'm happy, I'm blessed, I'm humbled to get to do shows like this. And the reality of it is sometimes like there's a lot of layers to reality show contestants.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We all have our traumas and stuff, but we all try to work through them and stay positive. And we're fortunate enough to be able to do some good things and help, you know, raise awareness to veterans and other people that might have gone through something and have PTSD from it as well. So
absolutely. Thank you for sharing your story with us. Yeah. And thank you for your service. And, yeah, you know, Blake as well. And all of our veterans, we couldn't do it without them. And it was loving to hear your love for Blake. Yeah. And then that you took out this epic, you did it with such ease and swagger, Ben.
Oh my gosh.
Such swagger.
Like, you had this focus that was unmatched. This focus, yes, and determination that was unmatched. And you know what? We could tell that Blake was 100% with you, because it wasn't just a win. Like, you came through with a stack. You won. You qualified to run the final. Like, you, mm-hmm, it was just a lot that was going on. And you were safe from elimination. It was just like a great day of celebrating your friend. And I'm just so glad you got to bask in that and celebrate that, you know, with smiles and tears of joy.
Yeah, it was great. It was awesome. And safe from elimination was huge too, mm-hmm, being the first men's individual like elimination. That,
yeah,
you know, you make all these alliances and deals with everyone in the house and whatnot, and you just hope they stick, but you never know until you go up on the stage and, you know, get your name thrown into the arena, mm-hmm, or not. And so I felt good going into this elimination being a miss, mm-hmm, but like the only way to keep yourself safe is to win. And so that was huge for me as well. And then again, qualifying for TJ's. So it was a big win. Beating Tyson was fantastic.
Oh yeah, we knew you loved that, Ben. You seem very happy about
very
that.
Very happy.
Tell us, yeah, what did that mean to you, Ben? What did it mean to
beat
you
Tyson
in the first individual competition to smoke Tyson?
I mean, smoke.
So not only like I haven't won an individual on Survivor. I won like with the teams and the tribes and stuff on Survivor. I'm on like the Winnie tribes a lot, but I've never won an individual men's on Survivor. So being able to pull an actual individual out on the challenge was awesome. Smoking Tyson in the process was fantastical. Use that word again. You know, he's just a good competitor. And at the beginning of the season, he was winning. We were in alliance. I felt good that we were in alliance and he was protecting me, supposedly, right? Like, that's the ploy that you kind of lead on. But I was just bummed about not winning. It had nothing to do as Tyson the person. It had to do with me losing. Kylan, you know, was winning. And I just felt like,
where is my win?
I was so close. So many times, yeah. Like, I had nothing to do with Tyson or Kylan. I was losing. So, you know, I go on these shows and I want to win, regardless of what it is. And, you know, I'm a
don't we all,
so.
Ben, though? Don't we all? Except yeah, maybe Shannon. Shannon thought she was going for vacation. We were here talking about that. But otherwise, shout out to Shannon.
Shout out to Love Island girls. Oh, huge shout out to Shannon. And Cash is killing it this
yes,
season.
Yes, she is. Cash did not come to play. Yes, Cash is definitely killing it. I have to ask, Ben, because it wasn't clear watching it, how was it decided who was going to spray down the barges? Like, because it ended up seeming like when TJ announced it, and Day, I don't know if you got this vibe, it seemed like it was going to be
a battle.
Or like a hindrance. But when we watched it, it actually, you know, y'all were helping each other, worked on each other as a favor. So
yeah,
how was that decided?
I think at this point, right, like, I think the hoses were there intended to like blast people in the face, right? But I think the way the pairs paired up, like if you would have had like the guys going at it, maybe you would have seen some, you know, I'm just not sure how that plays out as far as using them to like as a disadvantage. We figured out, you know, to spray the soap off.
Mm-hmm.
I think as a whole, all of us were pretty supportive of each other. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, it looked like
even though there's a lot of backstabbing and stuff going on.
Also,
but
that
we were all like pretty happy to be doing all these cool challenges and stuff like that. And being paired with a female, mm-hmm, they actually hold like the power, right? Because, mm-hmm, if you guys don't agree one way or the other, if depending like on the male elimination, if I wanted to throw someone in and Angela didn't, then I would have to go into the elimination, right? Mm-hmm. The same with the female elimination. And so when the female wins, if the guy doesn't want to throw the same people in, then the female would have to go in. And so the people that actually hold the power, so to speak, is like the ones that aren't going into elimination on.
Right.
Right. Like, right. So that you wanted to play your cards right, knowing that there was more of them. So you didn't want to stir up the pot, right? We were so close to the end. The people with money are just trying to get to the end, basically.
Yeah.
You know, and it's who do you want to run the final against and who do you want to run the final with? Knowing that it might be partners, you want to be paired up with the strong.
Who do you want to run the final with, Ben, right now? Like, we haven't, of who's left in the house.
Right.
Who do you absolutely want to run the final with, and who do you absolutely not want to run the final with?
So who would I absolutely want to run the final with? Let me first start by, like, I think all the women in the house right now deserve to run the final, because like every single one have put in the effort. You look at Cash being scared of swimming and her jumping on that like dock, floating dock, and killing it, never falling off, not even being scared, right? Justine coming in, and like, it's just all the girls deserve to be there because they all want to be there. The strongest females at this point, right, are Angela and Sarah. Sarah hasn't won any money at this point, so
and that's actually an interesting point, right?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So like, Angela would probably be the one I would want to run the final with. You know, she's she seems smart enough, and like, she, I'm not very smart, right? And so like, look at Azza.
Oh, stop it.
No, Azza on the dropping one, the trivia, saved Azza my rear end. I'm telling you, I almost said Sandra Bullock, and she's like, are you sure? And I was like, nope. And then David said it right after us. And I was like, oh my God, you saved us. You never know, because you just don't know what the challenge is going to throw at you, right? And so just because you're a strong competitor, you might, you know, like, and so it's hard to say like who's strong and who's not strong. At this point, looking at the money, Sarah would be the weakest and Angela would be the strongest. Kayla is a demon, right? Like, she's smart, she's witty, she's conniving, she knows that. She's learning, like, getting her feet wet on working these games and everything like that. And, you know, and then Alyssa is showing a ton of grit. And
Alyssa, I mean, I feel like she was underestimated coming in, but my God, like, I think she has, what, one of the biggest bank accounts in the house.
Exactly. Yeah. And Desi, I would love to run it with Desi. Like, we have, you know, from Survivor, Triple H and everything like that. And her and I built a pretty, like, closer relationship in the house and everything like that. And so there's not anyone at this point that I wouldn't want to run the final with, just because I have the confidence.
I don't fully believe that, Ben.
The confidence in myself, though. But look at how well I've done. Look how well we've done, like, in as teams, right? Like, I have the confidence in myself to pull these wins. And after getting this first win out of the way, like, I feel like I have a lot more confidence to run the final with anyone and beat everybody.
Yeah. So here's the thing. Here's my question to you. This whole time that you guys been together, you guys have been teammates, and so you've been relying on, you know, the partnership of it all. And you have been fortunate enough to be in the background. We haven't seen much of Ben, because even though, like you said, you've been trying
smart,
to win, you've been trying
gameplay.
To, you know, get into the forefront, but you have been out of the drama, out of the mess, out of the everything, because everyone else have been attacking each other. But now the algorithm is out and you are playing an individual game. So you have to come to the front now. How does that feel? What is your strategy? What are you going to do? What are we going to see from you?
So at this point, it's Ben Unchained, right?
Yes.
Okay, Ben Unchained.
Ben Unchained. I want to get to the final. I want to win this. How do I put this? I'm pretty motivated, and I feel like I'm at the point in the game where we've had to rely on other people, but now I don't have to rely on anybody, right? As long as I just keep, you know, winning and beating Tyson and Danny and Dom and Enzo, right? And David, then I'll be okay. But the partnership and the alliance stuff is, for me, is starting to slip away at this point. I just want to get to the end and win. Like, I'm sick of the drama. Yeah. I'm sick of being in the house with, like, this BS and, you know, and that, you know, other contestants do. It felt like a little bit too much Survivor was brought into the challenge. And it, you know what I mean? Where it's like, this strategizing, yeah, you got to strategize. But at the end of the day, you know, you got to go down to the arena and make your money and get your way back in if you get put in or
by myself.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean? And so that's where I'm at right now. It's like I've played this game with these people long enough. And it's time just to get.
Ben is over. Right. Yeah. I was like, I am sick of your shit. I'm over it. Do you think Survivor prepared you for the individual portion of this game, Ben? Or, you know,
yeah,
drop your buffs.
On the first season, absolutely, because it got to the point in the game where, like, all, I think there were 8 of us left, and all 7 mm-hmm. of them voted for me to leave. And I saved myself by pulling out an idol and sending Lauren home with one single vote. And so from that point forward, like, I felt comfortable playing that game alone. And that's kind of how it mm-hmm. felt when it switched to individual. It's like, okay, I've been here before. You know how to get to the end. Let's just pull this off, keep your head down and, you know, bear and grit it and win this thing. And so it did. It definitely helped me.
You know what? At the top of the episode, we hear you having a conversation and you're saying, you know, I still believe in Survivor, Survivor Strong, And then towards the end of the episode, Angela comes to you and you're like, I don't know Sarah and Desi, so what are we about to do? So what was it that made you trust Angela's deal over, you know, protecting Desi and Sarah? Survivor Strong, what happened?
Okay, so here's the deal with that is Angela, like I said before, holds all the power at this point. She is obviously in to win it with Tyson. There's no breaking those two up, right? Mm-hmm. And so if I start going against her and saying, well, I don't want Desi and Sarah in, right? I don't want to create some sort of wave. And so that's when I say, like, oh, I'm a yes man. Do I believe it? Absolutely not. Like, I'm still going to protect Sarah and Desi, but I'm going to go along with this because if this gets back to Tyson, and you know, their little group, I don't want them to target me on the next minute elimination if I don't win. You know what I mean? And so I know there's at least one more elimination coming up for the guys. And I don't want to create any waves. Tyson had it taken me out at the beginning, right? And then I wanted to repay the favor, so to speak, because I knew he could win again, right? Like, he obviously won a lot. And then I didn't want to scare Danny and Dom either by shaking up, like, not being Survivor Strong, because those two were trying to preach to Survivor Strong as well. And so, like, you know, in these shows you go along with things and sometimes you mean it and sometimes you don't, I guess. I'm not gonna be like, no, I'm not gonna, like, because Angela and Alyssa, I just thought of that. I know she didn't just think of that. Like, that, you know what I mean? That was just something.
Yeah, that was planned.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so you just have to play into it, I guess, at that point, because she was winning and Tyson was winning. And those two had walked around the house, you know, did a good job about setting the pace and the tone of the game and how the game was controlled. When you're winning and you have the money, you're able to do that. But now it's individual.
See, Ben, you said you're not smart. This is how I know you. See, this is part of your political game, because you're over here doing the math.
Right. Wheels are spinning.
Angela's presenting these things. He's like, now 2 + 2 is 12.
Right.
So then I'm going to do this. Nah.
And carry the 1.
You're very smart, Ben. Exactly. We're on to you, Ben. This is how I love this kind of gameplay, because that's how you kind of stay in the background a little bit, because you don't need to be making waves episode 1 through 5.
Right.
Like, really, you just want to be ignored.
Yeah.
Right? Like just kind of float. Don't let them, you know, and that's what you've done very well, whether intentional or unintentional. Very well played, Ben.
Very well. Very much intentional.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh, see? Exactly.
And you know what?
Now it comes
it's
out.
In the clips, because anytime someone would be discussing you and it would cut to you, you would be on the treadmill, you would be somewhere working out, somewhere doing something. You were never in a big group. We never saw you having conversations or anything like that. We would always see you in your own zone, minding your own business. So kudos to you, Ben.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Yes. So in your confessional, when you mentioned taking out someone who has a bunch of money, you were talking about Tyson, weren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you got at this point, right? So there's multiple angles to this. You got to think about who can win and possibly take you out, because there's another elimination coming. But who are you going to run the final against? Like, this whole thing about being, I won't run against the strongest and everything like that, that's cool, right?
But that's dumb.
Yeah, like what are we doing here, dude? Dumb. Yeah, Tyson's the best swimmer. I feel like I got a lot more endurance from him or than him, you know. And and Danny's an NFL player, right? Like,
yeah, I'm, right.
Like shaking in my boots. I just don't want anybody to know it. Like Danny hasn't showed up yet, and I'm just waiting for it to happen.
I'm waiting for it too. And Kiki's gonna be on his shoulder when right! he does. Like I know Kiki is gonna be.
That editing had me fearful that we weren't going to get a Kiki drop. And when it happened at the end, I was so happy because I was waiting all show for that. And then when it came in, I was like, there it is. That's true. So,
I mean, you don't know this, but Kiki is our honorary third podcast host. I mean, she hasn't been on it, but she, I don't even know if Kiki knows it. Hey, Kiki.
Right. Hey, girl.
What's up, Kiki?
Yes. Shout out to Kiki for sure. Now, you mentioned too, what was interesting is like in your interview, you talk about not wanting to make friends, right? You're like, I'm not here to make friends. And then not only does it seem like you're starting to bond and make friends, even the way you cheered on Enzo during your competition was really interesting. So tell us about the friends you did actually, how you broke your own rule and the friendships that you've made in the house.
Yeah, I think Enzo and I start connecting at this point because, you know, we're the older dads, right? We're the older group and like, you know, there was a lot going on in the house when there mm-hmm. wasn't necessarily needed to be a lot going on. Again, mm-hmm. that survivor drama and like, let's just wait. Let's see how this pans out. And so Enzo and I, you know, started hanging out, connecting and talking. And we just started having fun and we just feed off each other. And it was like just two high schoolers again, you know, like drinking a beer mm-hmm. for the first time. We were such goofballs and like it just was so fun. To have that in like a game where it's backstabbing and conniving and lying. And I mean, you know, like you're not sure. Like, I don't know. It was
is
fun.
It real? So we, don't hit yourself, is Ben. It real? You're not sure. And then you stop. No, yeah, what else was going on in the house?
Being
yeah,
in the house with a bunch of assholes all the
right.
time.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. You know what I mean? For I don't know where we're at this point in weeks five or six. Who knows? But
we in the middle.
Yeah. We're in the middle.
So was there a lot more fighting than we've seen so far on the show?
No,
like fighting as far as like.
Just cattiness. Real cattiness. Mm. It felt like high school where it's the cool kids group and then the not cool kids, the nerds or like the outcast. That's kind of how it felt. And then like in these games it happens all the time, you know, it's not just in the challenge and stuff like that, but I think when it gets to that point it you know mm-hmm. it's towards the end of the game, everybody's like done being political and faking smiles and all this stuff and I think that like Enzo is just a real dude out there, you know, and he and I would talk and like there was no secrets or anything like that. Like no bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like we could.
So he told you the real amount of stitches he got in his leg.
Yeah.
Versus when he was trying to hype it up.
Yeah. And then, he was so funny.
An extra stitch.
He was bleeding everywhere. And he came back and yeah, it was funny. We started churching it up. And he is so funny. He imitated Britney Spears dancing.
Oh my gosh.
And I've never
Where
laughed
is that?
So hard. I don't know, but it was, I hope it's coming because he's just a good guy, you know? Real fun
That's
guy.
That's so cool to hear.
Yeah.
Kiki wants to know, Ben, who are the cool kids that you
yes,
just mentioned?
KT.
Oh, Kiki's listening. So the cool kids would be Tyson and Angela and Alyssa, basically.
Okay.
Like those
the ones
are
the with
cool
the money.
Kids. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And the ones that have been like, you know, Tyson and Angela pretty much set the tone, you know, mm-hmm. and so they're still carrying that at this point. And yeah, Tyson and Angela, we're all the cool kids. So
let me ask you this. Within the Survivor Strong Alliance, right, with you being willing to, you know, come after Tyson, rightfully so, and also jumping ship potentially on Sarah and Desi, which woman and which man did you trust the most within the alliance? Like, who were your number one and number two?
Nobody.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I like that.
This,
I like
at
that.
At this point in the game, I didn't trust anybody. You know, Danny and I would talk here and there, and Danny would always like, well, what are we going to do about it, Ben? He talks to me like a real guy, right? Like he's a football player. He doesn't put no bullshit aside. And so I like trusted Danny. Dom, I didn't trust really. Danny, I was worried
no
about
comment.
Because he didn't have money. Mm-hmm. And so I mm-hmm. didn't, when you don't have money and you're that close to the final, like you're willing to do anything. Right. And so
right.
I wanted to trust Danny, but I know when it came down to it, like if him and I are in the thing, he's going to be going full blow, right? And so mm-hmm. that was the one that I was most fearful of because he didn't have the money. As far as the women at this point, no, I didn't trust any of them.
I know that's right.
All right. Do you have trust issues with women, Ben? Do we need to talk about this?
No, no.
I'm a matchmaker
sounded,
in real life.
No, that sounded bad.
Ben said,
no.
Me, myself, and I is all I got.
Yeah, I didn't trust any men either, though. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't trust any of the guys either. There was a lot of lying and backstabbing. I didn't trust Sarah, yeah. and she was my number one going in. But, you know, and I put my trust in Tyson more than once. And that's the thing at the beginning was trying to keep that Tyson-Sarah thing before Tyson put Sarah in, is like, I felt like I was in the middle from my perspective because right. Tyson was scared that Sarah was coming after him and Sarah was scared that Tyson was coming after her. And I'm like, you guys, we're the three winners from Survivor. Like, we need to like
get it together.
Yeah. Let's put this right. away, because even though we were Survivor strong, like Dom, Danny and Desi, they were weary of us. You know what I mean? Like they weren't, as comfortable, I feel like, you know, and so Tyson probably had to break away from that and stuff like that. But when it finally happened, that's why I was so mad, because Sarah the whole time was like, he's coming for me. And then, you know, he did that move, which, you know, it's his prerogative. So, but no, I trust was basically gone for me from everyone at this point.
I know that's right. So I'm glad you brought up Sarah, because she was one of your biggest allies, right? Regardless, she was one of your biggest allies. And in this episode, she comes to you and tells you she wants to throw herself into the elimination against Enzo, right? What's right. going through your mind? Do you think that was a smart move? Is she crazy? Like, what's happening?
No. What? I don't. She was getting antsy. She got a little antsy. A little antsy in her pants there. It made no sense. If she would have went in against Enzo, she wouldn't even have enough money to qualify it. Like,
right. Oh, that's right. Because he only had $2,000. So it was pointless. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
So I'm like, and then you go home, right? I'm like, so then I'm losing, like, someone that who I don't like, Sarah, I don't know where we are, but like, or Enzo, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's like, that doesn't make any sense for me either. It's just like the Tyson thing. It made no sense for me to target Tyson at the beginning if he was winning and protecting me, right? Mm-hmm. It made no sense for me to put Sarah in against Enzo, and then nobody wins money to qualify regardless right. of who wins. And then one of those two go home. And so, you know,
was she mad at you when she came back into the house? Was she annoyed that you didn't honor that and like put her in, you know, her request or whatever, and put her in? Or was she thankful? Was she like, you know what? I was tripping.
I think she got it. I'm a no bullshit kind of guy. And so I think everyone got annoyed with me like around, I don't know, the second week I started letting slip away. I tried like covering it up by giving hugs to everybody, you know, and
you can only wear a mask for so long.
You know what I'm saying? Then at the end, I was like, fuck this, excuse me. But you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It was just like, I want to win this money. I want to beat everyone in the final, whatever TJ coming at, you know, at thrown after us. And then I want to go home and be around my dogs and my kids and my land and look at the horses and the cows. Like,
right. With my money.
With my money. Yeah. I need to hook my house up to the, we have a septic tank. And so, it's a lot of money to hook up to the city sewage. So that's the goal here.
Mm. Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, Ben, it was so good watching you do that challenge. And I know I keep going back to it, but I just was really excited about it. It was a men's elimination and you're in the first heat, which means pretty much you're the guinea pig, right? It's usually
right.
a
Nobody
blessing.
Nobody wants to be first.
Right, it's
right.
usually a blessing to be able to sit back and watch other people do it first. But you came in and you set the bar. Like, you set it out of control. What was your strategy?
Yeah, just come out like a cannon.
You did.
Come out of a cannon, you know. Grow and up. Like, we played at the lake and run it on docks and stuff like that. I've done before. And I was in a boat company when I was serving our country.
Okay.
And so playing on those little dinghies and being out in the middle of the ocean.
Experience.
In the middle of the night. Yeah, so it just felt like my wheelhouse, and all I wanted to do was just land on that dock. And once I did that, I knew, you know, just
yes.
off.
Oh my gosh. Seeing Leo's run, did that scare you? Like, or were you confident?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I got this.
You saw Cat Daddy Leonidas of Argentina,
Daddy.
Or whatever he called it.
He turned into like a Thundercat. I don't even know. You know, he took off and he was running. And I, for sure, I didn't know. I felt good up until Leo went. And once he went, I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I'd won this. Because you're judging where, like, you saw everybody at and the times of the keys and stuff. And he was, he had to have been within, like, seconds. He was very fast, mm-hmm. very fast. It was impressive. Like I said, like, him and Cash, like, everybody came out and like, everyone that was nervous at the beginning and just kind of timid about doing these challenges and the fear of heights and the fear of water mm-hmm. and watching everyone's, like, progression and just killing it on every challenge was really fun to see and rewarding. As just me being positive and liking happy things for people. You know what I mean? It was neat to see Cash's growth and Leo's growth and everybody on the show. You know, it was just cool. It was a neat experience all together. Argentina was beautiful. Everybody, you know, like, it just, we're very blessed and humbled that we get to do cool things like this and go out and make good TV and get paid for it.
Ben, I love your energy. Like, Ben, Benjamin, you're becoming a fave. Literally, you are. I love your energy so much. It's so, I know, you know, it can be hard to remember that, I feel like, in the shows, because you do come back with PTSD, right? Yeah. And you do, like, it's, I'm sure, nothing like, you know, serving our country, certainly. But I know when I came back from the first final, I was surprised by how, like, not want to say shaken I was, but you do come back with trust issues from the challenge. You do come back sort of like side-eyeing everything around you because they throw so many surprises at you and people are kind of, like you said, scheming against you. It can just be a lot. Yeah. Like, it can be a lot. Mm-hmm. So it can be easy to forget, though, when you zoom out, like, what an amazing experience this is. Yeah. You know, like, living in the like, being a part of such an iconic show that has changed lives. Now you've been a part of two, being a part of Survivor, being a part of the challenge. You know, Big Brother is cool and all because they did it. It's whatever.
Hold on now.
I'm just kidding. Big Brother as well. Like, it's great to hear someone who can see all of that, you know, or who, like, remembers all of that, which is pretty awesome. How did you prepare going into this show?
Yeah, just to touch on that, the way, like, the both shows conduct themselves with the safety and taking care of the contestants and their well-being mm-hmm. and stuff like that, like, that's pretty impressive to see, even though these stunts are and challenges are somewhat dangerous. Like,
somewhat. Ben, they're dangerous as hell. Yeah. I don't know. Davon, you better tell him what happened to you.
Right, hypothermia and pneumonia. They all tried to take me out of here.
Well, that's just because you're so skinny and beautiful. You need to put some more meat on your bones.
Come on. Tell me I'm snatched. Come on, man.
No, he didn't, girl.
I appreciate you.
Yeah, hypothermia. That's one. But no, like, nobody's going to die, though, right? Like,
well, no. Okay. I believe it was early seasons of Road Rules. Mark Long's parachute did not open initially, his initial parachute, when they were, like, doing a bungee jump or jumping out of a plane. Now, I had to jump out of a plane. Fortunately, both my parachutes were fine and worked. Ben, go back and rewatch. Now that you're home, Ben, go back and rewatch some episodes, because you guys have actually, I feel like, have been sort of okay on injuries. And I wonder if that's because with, like, the Survivor people and stuff. Like, I'm curious as to why that is, because on a lot of seasons, what was it, two seasons ago, Anissa, like, I mean, her arm, she started with her arm facing one direction. Yeah. At the end of the episode, the arm was not facing that direction at all. You know, I know Chet on Free Agents, blood gushing out of his chin, his face.
Yeah.
I mean,
Tony's spleen.
But there's a saying in the military, but did you die? Right? Like, and so.
Not but did you die? No, we all live to tell the story. You are absolutely correct.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That way you can start scaring all the rookies coming on.
You know, Tony did that. He did that to me and Jose on our season. He was like, we were in the middle of a heights over water competition. And he goes, yeah, this is how I messed up my spleen. And I'm like, wow, you're just going to say that while I'm in the air? And they do that. Yeah. They try to mess with you. They do that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot to game, and it could be anything. You gotta watch out.
How excited were you to see Hall Brawl?
Oh, huge. That was amazing. I was bummed, though, because, like, there was a window. You could only see the window. So you, like, you watch these two collide, and then they fall down, and you don't know who's going to stand back up. And then you see, like, the little head coming. of Enzo.
The little head
coming. Yeah, Enzo and Leo. And Leo was close on that first one. That was pretty. Yeah, yeah, that was impressive. Yeah. It was really cool. And then the second one, you know, Enzo just trucked them
Enzo, it was over before it even began. Yeah. How did you feel when Leo didn't come out? I can't recall the last time we've seen that where he didn't even come out for like the final exit walk. What are your honest thoughts about that, Ben?
I think that he had a lot of emotion. I feel like he felt maybe like he was comfortable enough that he wouldn't go in with Angela and I after talking to us. And so
he was promising cat names. Nobody wants that. Yeah. Leo, nobody wants to be named after your possible fourth cat. I'm sorry.
And he was so serious.
And Leo is a great guy. Great guy. No knocks there, but like on the show and for what the show was like coming to in the final, none of the women really wanted to run it with him. You know what I mean? And so you kind of got to respect that, you know, and respect their choices because they're coming into an elimination and you know that there's another one coming around the corner.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. And so, he felt that way because he proved himself time and time. Sure, like did. I can understand on the surface.
Yeah.
But I mean, Leo proved himself in multiple eliminations that he ain't no punk.
For
and then
real.
He was hot in this challenge. He was hot in his daily.
Yeah.
And
he almost won.
Yeah. And he knows all the knowledge and the trivia. And like, but, you know, at this point, who's left is Danny, Dom, Enzo, David, myself and Tyson.
I'm not
right?
going to say no names, but there's definitely some people I would have swapped out for that. But, you know, I'm not.
Oh, no. Not on this podcast. No, tell us. Yeah. Not on this podcast. Tell us. We
not
talk.
On this one.
Who, Devin?
I'm the host. I get to co-make the rules.
Now,
Day, you know me. I feel like, Day, you already know. You already know. I feel like you can read my mind. You already know who I would swap, who I would if I were there playing. Although I understand, Ben, why maybe you didn't make that move. But if it were me.
Let's see how good I am real quick.
Okay, yes.
David.
No, I would run with David.
Oh, who?
Oh. Yeah, see, now. If you listen through episode like 1 through 4 or 5, then y'all already know because he has definitely gotten my side eye of the week.
Dom got to go.
Thank you. Dom got to go. That man got to go. I'll take Cat Daddy Leonidas any day over that.
Dom got to go. And it's so crazy. Dom followed me on Instagram and I'm like, you need to get on the show. You need to come on the podcast because we need to talk.
Dom. He was fantastic when he got the power. It was great.
Yeah. I can't. The way he talks to people and then forgets to put his foot on the little ledge. I'm having to go with Cat Daddy on that one.
Come here. Let me talk to you for a second. Let me
rub your ear.
Come here. Let me sit down.
Oh, is he rubbing ears out there? Ears in Argentina?
He was that close to being Don Dom, though.
That's hilarious. And look, I don't know Dom personally, and I know that there's multiple sides
of
people.
Of course.
As a viewer, I think Leo was really underestimated. And I think if he ever comes back to the show, if he's smart, he could, you know, if he plays a smart Ben-like strategy, he can use that to his advantage because he's proven that like when it really counts, you know, even like winning challenges are great. But I'd have to say, I'd argue that the final is more like an elimination than it is just the challenge. You know what I mean? Like the dailies, like because there's a different element of pressure there. And you don't get to sit on the sidelines and wait while other teams do their turn like you do in the dailies. Like the final is more like an elimination. And Leo has proven that he can. And honestly, Hall Brawl, most of the time, the smaller players lose.
Yeah.
Right. So like money was on Enzo to win this one. But other than that, in eliminations, Leo has just proven he's pretty talented.
And so, you know what? I think as crazy as it may sound, I think getting him out may have been a great move because think about it. I think when it comes to Leo, the oven had just started heating up, okay? And I think he was on his way to 350. I think it was coming.
He was.
You know?
He was.
And so to get him out before he reached that 350 may have been smart. Hindsight 2020, you know?
Right. But at the same point, like Tyson, I felt safe if he came back in because Tyson was still his like target. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
And so,
good point.
And then being connected with Angela, like I could have pushed that off on Angela. And not
she did.
Leo. You know what I'm saying?
Ben is so smart. Ben gets a PhD. See, Ben came on here talking about, I'm not that smart.
Just lying. You ain't got to play us, Ben. You ain't got to play us.
Right.
Nah, right. You know how many concussions I've had in my life?
And they all, you put them to good use, because you're over here strategizing. I think of all the strategies we've heard thus far, like, Ben, you are like doing the damn thing and doing it so under the radar, which is really just brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. What are your thoughts now? We're halfway through, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Clearly, you've been thinking and strategizing like Angela, just not saying it as much.
Right.
What are you feeling at this point in the game? Like, what is kind of your headspace? Like, okay, we're about to go into the next week after you've just won, da-da-da. What are you thinking now?
So
what's your next move?
My next move is winning money. Like, I...
Period.
Like, I got a taste. I'm up to 6,000. Mm-hmm. I'm a competitor. I think everyone else, like, there's quite a few guys that have more money than me. And mm-hmm. I want to beat them now, and I want to have the most money, because you don't know what's coming in the final, right? Is this money going to be an advantage? Are you going to be able to pay, you know, to put someone mm-hmm. a disadvantage, you know, a couple legs mm-hmm. back? You know, mm-hmm. you just don't know what's coming down the road. And so I want to be able to accrue as much money as I can, mm-hmm. and especially win on guys' elimination, because I don't want to go, you know, into an elimination and go home this close to the final.
I like that, how you said you got a taste of it. Now it's like, hold on, I like this.
And he's doing the math, Davon, the math and math. He's like, now if I do this,
and the math
then later
is
I can
mathing.
Pay to put somebody. Yes. Ben, my goodness.
Love it.
Can you share some of that with your friend Sarah and strategy-wise?
Oh, no.
I don't think Sarah. Oh, no. I don't think she gets it.
Yeah. She is. Yeah.
Did I leave you speechless?
You did, I don't think Sarah's going to listen to me. I can tell you that much. She's got her opinion and her own ways, and that's fair. So
let me ask you a question, and this might be a little messy, but I'm going to ask it anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
So earlier you said you feel like it may have been just a little too much Survivor on the show, right?
Yeah,
of the people that are on the show, who would you have left off?
Who would I have? Tyson. I'll tell you that much. When I got to the airport, like, because dealing with Tyson in Winners of War was just, he was too sporadic, and then he started panicking, and that's how he ended up getting voted out the second time, mm-hmm. Was because he just got way too panicky and started stirring things up, mm-hmm. and Tyson's mm-hmm. going to go and do Tyson things, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so that's why trying to patch things up between Tyson and Sarah and being the middle guy there was so frustrating, because like I knew how both of them felt about each other, you know what I mean? And I knew Tyson didn't trust me, whatever, but him and I were faking working on this relationship. And so, but when we got to the airport and I saw Tyson there, I walked right out, right past everybody. I said hi to Desi, I think. And hi to Sarah, and called my wife, and I was like, holy shit, Tyson's here. I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
So he's probably the one I'd leave off. And then, that's about it.
And which woman, though? Because we want to be fair. Which man and which woman would you have left off?
She just wants to be messy, but we love her for
it
that.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Okay, so... I don't know.
Answer.
I got it. You know, and it's going to suck because I'm going to go to Survivor, but Shan. I think Shan. Just because it was too soon for her to come back. And the Survivor mind is crazy when you get out, and it's hard to, like you girls talked about earlier, it's hard to readjust and you kind of come back with the PTSD. And so coming back that soon, I think, was just a lot for her.
Yeah.
Not saying that she did bad or, you know, I think it was just a, like, too much too soon kind of deal. Ooh, and so I think those would be my two.
Yeah, I can understand that. Especially coming from Big Brother, because it messed me up. Like, it's all me
up. It does. It messes with your mind. You're like, holy cow. Like, you know, people are asking you a question like, you know, do you want cheese on that? And you're like, what do you mean by that? You trying to constipate me or what? Like, what the hell's going on? Get me medical evacuated here?
What does cheese mean exactly?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Is that a code word? You start looking around your corner. Like, where's the pickles? Like,
yes.
You know? So.
If you had to do Hall Brawl, because you said you were excited to like see it, right?
Yeah.
If you had to do Hall Brawl against any of the OG challengers, like any of the main cast,
okay,
who would you want to go against and who would you not want to go against?
Okay, so you ladies are going to have to help me with this.
Okay,
who would you guys want to see me against? Because
that's not the question.
I've watched 10 episodes of the challenge. Okay.
Like which season? Which season?
The one, the Red Skull, Total Madness.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So
you're missing some really good ones. Can I just say, yeah, Ben, you should really go back and watch.
Yeah, here, particularly I got a season right here. Tell
25
me.
Has been voted as one of the best.
25? Okay.
Yeah, what that's what they say on Reddit.
Give me two more. Oh, Reddit. That's, they're so fun over there.
They really are. Shout out to Sean Reddit.
You guys are getting sidetracked. So,
okay,
you guys are getting sidetracked. So, Ben is being a mastermind right now.
Rogan. The guy who picked Jay's my buddy. I love Jay. Jay's my friend.
Yeah, Jay's great.
And when I saw that, I like got a little fired up. So I'm gonna go ahead and say him.
Yeah, what about you against CT? I feel like that would be interesting.
Let's do it. Ooh. I've never met CT. Let's shake hands and put on the pads.
Yeah, CT is coming back. Like he doesn't have his dad bod anymore. He's like, he's coming back.
I mean, CT hasn't had his dad bod. CT is coming for Banana's title. I think he has, what, one more win?
He's coming back. You know,
he's doing movies. He's doing movies now.
Yes, he is. Yeah, but don't shake him because he still can beat somebody's butt. And
No, let's do it. Let's do it. Like I said, too many concussions. Too many concussions. I'll do anything.
Right.
Oh, I like it. Oh, he has nothing to lose. Oh, Ben, I feel like you really are going to become one of my favorite challengers of all time. I love your vibe. I love your energy. And it's crazy because when we knew you were coming on the podcast, we're like, okay, cool. We get to talk to Ben. But we were like, but not a lot's happened. Like, I don't know. We'll guess we'll ask him. And now it's like, oh, no.
There's layers.
There is so many behind the scenes we haven't seen because Ben has just been like playing everything and everybody on the back end, which is really fascinating. And then you're still so sweet.
I'm in your arena. I'm in your sandbox. So this is fantastic. I love chatting with you ladies. It's been so fun.
Don't worry, you don't have to be nice because I'm not coming back to the challenge. So
you don't have to be paired with fine. Us.
But
it's
I might.
No. Stay bomb.
Bomb, bomb, bomb.
Yeah, let's go.
We're trying to get Dave out there.
But you know what? I love, love, love when people come on our podcast because we get to see them in human form. You know what I mean? Not playing the game and, you know, being conniving and manipulative. And we get to see the people. And so when you come on and because we did have that conversation, we were like, well, there hasn't been much of Ben. So what are we going to talk about? But then when you come on and we see you and it's like, oh, baby got layers. Like,
tiramisu.
Yes. Ben. Oh, my God. It's done and done. Like, you're in the top. You're in the top of my favorites. It's true. So we like your openness.
Yes.
Which is why we are going to like playing this next game with you.
Ooh.
I'm not sure if you have heard it yet. If not, shame on you, Ben. Go listen to all the previous episodes of this podcast. Yes. But we like to play a little game called Pick Your Poison.
Well, I know what's coming. And I got a coattail off Kylan. You know, he was the first to do it. So let's do it. Let's have some fun. Let's do all three.
Ooh, he wants to do. What is this? Everybody's getting so bold. I love this.
I ain't scared.
Okay, he said he's not scared. All right, for those who are just joining us and who haven't heard, let me explain the rules real quick. And then, Mr. I'ma pick all three, a.k.a. flip all the cards, a.k.a. Jordan, season 25. Shout out to Jordan. He flipped all the cards. This is how it works. So we have three fan questions that were sent to us using our hashtag, AskChallengeUSA. And one of them is from Twitter. One of them is from Instagram, and one of them is from Reddit, and they range from boring to extra juicy, except we're not going to tell you which is which. Now, usually, people pick one, and they get scared, and, you know, they try not to pick the, like, super messy or juicy one, but this time, Badass Ben, a good nickname for you, who said he wants all three. So I'm going to just say this. Davon, I definitely want to ask the last one from Reddit. So do you want to do number one? Do you want to do Twitter's since you were formerly the mayor?
Formerly the mayor, because I ain't been there in 2 weeks.
I know. You got to get back because you got to promote our podcast on Twitter. I've been seeing that. But you want to do Twitter's and Instagrams and I'll do Reddit?
Absolutely. You ready, Ben? Because we ready.
Let's go.
So, Twitter wants to know, if you could go head-to-head against Tyson in an elimination, which elimination would you want?
Oh, Hall Brawl. Ooh. Hall Brawl. Except he was going around telling everybody, like, I can't do Hall Brawls or anything physical because it's in my contract. And it's like, dude, what are you doing here? You can't pick to be on the challenge.
Yeah, that's definitely not in your contract, bruh.
That is not in your contract, bruh. And so, like, if it was me, like, Hall Brawl, pole wrestling, anywhere where, like, I don't know. You look back at, like, some of the... One of the, he, yeah, I, him.
You want to get physical.
If they didn't do it for anyone else, bruh, they weren't doing it for you.
Ben said, don't bring me no puzzles. I want to get active.
He was scared. Yeah.
Now I want to see Tyson in the hall, bruh. They should have done it just for that reason.
Yeah. It's not in my contract.
That man don't sit down. Ooh, Ben said it with a high-pitched voice and all.
Yes, I love it. The mess. Instagram wants to know, why the cowboy hat? What's up with that?
So I used to ride bulls, and you know, back before I met my wife, I lived in Wyoming, and woke up in Denver after a rodeo in Cheyenne, mm-hmm. and moved to Texas and lived in Alaska and worked on bull ranches. And growing up, you know, I was always wanted to have my land and farm and do all that stuff. And then I went on TV, and now I get recognized all the time. So, I gotta put my ball cap on and stuff like that. But yeah, it's just, it reminds me of the old ways, you know, the old values. My kids' names are Wyatt and Gracie, and, you know, respect for all, and honor yourself and be proud of what you got and help everyone out and be kind. And so that's, you know.
Ben, you know what? I can't.
Hey, Wyatt. Hey, Gracie.
Hey, Wyatt and Gracie. Yeah. Hey, Ben's wife.
Sweet Kelly.
Yes. Giving us a big family hug, hugging all your animals, too.
Thank you.
So fun. Yeah. I think you should do a spinoff show where you have, like, two of the challengers come, like, do a day on the farm, Ben.
Oh.
Yes.
Record it. I feel like that'd be hilarious.
It would be so fun. We could get them all horses and bulls. And
they have to, like, take care of them, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and you don't really help. Oh, I feel like that'd be funny.
That would be.
Let's talk about that. So this last question is from Messy Reddit. And here it is, Ben. Okay.
Okay. Dun, dun, dun.
TJ or Jeff Probst for best host?
Oh, shit. well, Jeff said I was his favorite. So,
ooh.
But TJ also said, like, I was kind of cool, you know?
Wait, Jeff said you were his favorite? When was this?
Yeah, he said he was in an interview after Winners at War. He was asked, like, who was on his Mount Rushmore? It was, you know, Tony, Sandra, Poverty, and myself, and then they asked who was a favorite, and he said me. So and those are my roots, you know, and so you can't forget where you came from. Without Jeff, I would never be able to meet TJ, who was like a legend of mine, BMX and like and stuff like that. I did that when I was a kid, and so being able to shake his hand and be on the challenge with him was fantastical. But yeah, I'm gonna stick with my roots, and I gotta stay loyal to Jeff. Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good. Oh, Ben, it's been such a pleasure having you here, and the energy that you bring. Can't wait to see what happens on the rest. Now I'm rooting for you. See, you can turn the interview around, because now I'm rooting for you.
Let's go.
Now it's sorry, Kiki. Danny's cool, you know, but I'm rooting for Ben. For those who are rooting for you, Ben, where can they find you on social media? Where can they keep up with you?
I'm just on the gram, I think is how you say it. And that's about it. Yeah, that's about it.
What's your handle?
What's your handle on the gram?
Shit, I don't know.
Yeah,
Ben Dreverman? Or Dream? I think it's Ben. I think it's just me.
Do you want to look it up?
Ben, ain't nobody got time for that.
I'm not verified or anything like that. So
Ben's like, I don't know. Just find me. Look for the hat.
Ben said, don't find me. Leave me alone.
Is it Ben Dreverman? I don't think there's a space in between the Ben and Dreverman.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Sound like my grandmama talking about Instagram at this point now.
The Insta book.
The Insta book. Yeah.
Right.
On the Twitter.
Right.
Right.
The Twittergram.
Ben, such a pleasure. Thank you for joining Devon. And I you were a little nervous in the beginning. It sounded like you were like, oh, I heard about this. How do you feel having done the podcast now?
I want to be come honest, back, how do you feel? Ladies. This was so much fun.
Oh, good.
I'm clapping my hands. I'm sitting around in my chair. This is great.
See, we're chilling,
let's
right?
Let's do it again. Yeah, let's do it again.
love it.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on, and I appreciate all you guys do for the show, and you ladies are awesome. So thank you.
Thank you for coming to hang out with us, Ben.
Yes.
All right, have a good day.
You too.
You too.
All right, bye.
Oh.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
That was such a great interview with Ben. Day, how do you feel about it? Like, from what you felt in the beginning or what you expected to how it actually was.
Oh, my goodness. How do you feel? That's why this podcast is so necessary. This podcast is so important to tie the show together to the viewers, to the people, the humans that play the game. You know what I mean? Because, again, watching the show, it was like, Ben who? Ben what? What are you talking about?
I mean, you literally said that when we were talking about it.
And then when he comes on the show, on the podcast, it's like, oh, you did all of this on purpose.
Yeah.
Like, this was done on purpose. So you playing the game, and now you're about to turn up. Like, it was just so refreshing. He was so refreshing. Oh my gosh,
it was so good. So good. And I always say too, like, when you're watching the challenge, like, whether you're a newbie or now you're like hooked or you've been watching it forever, it's usually the players who you don't notice in the first few episodes. Those are the ones you should watch out for, right? Because their story's coming. And like, Ben gave us a little taste of that on this episode, which was so great. So great talking with him. Hopefully we'll find him on social media. Hopefully he'll be able to log in on his Instagram account, because he didn't really remember the
name
of it.
Somebody
help Ben. But for those, while you're trying to find Ben on Instagram or the Instabook or, you know, whatever.
The
Ben said he's on the Facebook, the Twitter talk. I don't know. Davon, where can the people find you now that your social media
detox
break
over.
Is over?
Yes! I can come back to Twitter. You can find me on Twitter at @DayDavon_, Instagram, @DavonDiane_, TikTok, @DayDiane_, and YouTube, don't start, Devin, @DavonDiane.
Someone had tweeted you, by the way, Davon, last week being like, are you okay? I haven't heard from you. I just want to make sure you're okay. The people missed you. We all missed you. So yes, definitely go check out our girl, Davon.
Yes.
You can find me on Instagram or on Facebook or on Twitter at Devin Simone. That's Devin with a Y, Simone with an I. You can find me on TikTok. That's Devin_Simone. And yeah, I tweet some. I mainly put in my stories. It's been, you know, it's crazy. But we will post more now that Davon's back. We'll do that in honor of her. Also on social, I just want to like take a moment and shout out Brooklyn the dog.
Yay!
So if you were a Real World Brooklyn watcher this week, today, it's actually National, I think, Dog Day is this week, but it's also Brooklyn the dog's 14th birthday.
Woo!
Which, if you're doing the math, means it was 14 years ago when I did Real World Brooklyn. Ugh, long time. But happy birthday, Brooklyn.
Happy birthday.
Are the best dog and we love you. So dedicating this episode to you. And to all of our listeners, we love you. And if you have a question for Pick Your Poison, especially now that people are getting bold wanting to ask all the questions, you can send us in a general question. You can send us in a question for one of the remaining members on the show, but make sure when you send it in, you can either drop it in the comment section below on Apple Podcasts or share it with us on social media using the hashtag AskChallengeUSA. We will find it. Our producer's looking through that. We're looking through that. And then you may get your question asked to your favorite challenger.
Yes. And if you like this episode, rate and review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and tell a friend. Do I need to go through it? Do I need to say it again, Devin? Tell your mama, your daddy, your auntie, your cousin, your sister, your friend, your ex, your teacher, your preacher, your doctor, your lawyer.
Woo! Get it.
Tell everybody.
Yes, tell everyone. Make sure you rate and review. We love that. We love your feedback. We love your support. Someone, can I just say too, someone once said that, I think it was our interview with Cache, they said it was like one of the most motivational podcast episodes they had ever, like, that they unexpectedly listened to.
Oh, yes, I saw that.
Did you see that?
I saw that.
Thank you for that love, by the way. And make sure you catch new episodes of The Challenge on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Yes, and we'll see you back here next week for a brand new episode of MTV's official Challenge podcast, Challenge USA edition.
You really don't want to be anywhere else anyway. You know you love listening to us.
Hello.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.